Smithonian, are you ready for the Def Jam Tour? Let me hear you make some noise! In concert for BBC Television tonight and a fresh start to the week, let me hear you make some noise for Public Enemy!
And we're back.
And we're back.
Welcome to another Razor Cake podcast. It's midnight at Mazum's. The Chumbawamba is palpable.
It feels like if NPR gave us a show, that would be our intro song. And like, I don't listen to NPR at all. So like, this is just like me guessing.
The Saturday Night Live version of NPR.
Which would be the one that would give us a show.
Yes.
But yeah, we'd play that and then, I don't know.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Wonderful. I've not floated away yet today.
You're referring to the atmospheric rain. River that is currently yes. lashing the Californias.
All of us. All the Californias.
Yes.
It's good.
6 months of rain happening in about a day and a half.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which is fine. We need it. We need the rain.
Yeah.
It washes away the...
pain.
The filth.
Trash?
What? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Good. Good.
Yeah, that was. We just listened to some Chumbawamba. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Not even the Chumbawamba song you're expecting.
I'm going to tell you something. That's the second Chumbawamba song I've ever heard in my life. Do you want to know what the first one was?
I bet we all know what the first one was. It's the third for me.
Yeah.
Because I listened to another song before that one, trying to pick a song for this podcast.
It was always that thing where I was like, dude, Chumbawamba are actually like an anarcho band.
And yeah,
like,
they are.
Oh, yeah. But I was like, I didn't ever listen to it, but I just knew that that was true. And yeah. After hearing that song, you can totally tell.
It's totally there.
it's all there.
Deep dive into the Chumbawamba catalog when you have a chance.
Yeah. And if in case it's not obvious already,
I don't
what
no,
today's
you know,
theme is.
Let's not
oh,
talk
we're not,
about it.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
You don't want to jinx it. You don't talk to your pitcher during the middle of a no-hitter. You don't talk to
so
your podcast audience.
This
before.
Is the podcast equivalent of a no-hitter we're starting off with?
I don't know.
Challenge accepted. Let's do it. Hell yeah.
Last one was Christmas. This one is nuclear winter.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I think we're going to try and tow a line that we probably shouldn't even be towing, which is fine. Yeah.
Armageddon,
World War III.
Yeah, it's a trope.
Yeah, it's fine. It's 2024.
In punk.
Yeah.
And in the world at large.
Yeah, since like the feeling like early 80s, apparently.
Well, it's something like you used to, I think you used to, you could like, it's like punk songs about Reagan. You just like, you're like, that's funny.
Well, it's because you didn't have Facebook.
And like the threat of Reagan is gone. But like.
No, it's because of Facebook. If you had Facebook in like 83, then there'd be none of this would have ever happened.
Facebook in 83 was like the Dear Abby column?
Yeah, or her sister?
His. I don't know how you managed to say things on this podcast that just like.
No, is it?
Like, it's like you. you. Wow. You like negate what I say and then like turn it backwards.
I don't know what you mean
like,
by that. I'm just saying.
And I'm like, I have no idea what I was going to talk about before, but. I feel like you just stuck
Dear
a magnet to what I was going to say, like backwards.
Yeah, because doesn't Dear Abby have a sister?
You said his sister. Is Abby a dude?
No, I didn't say his.
I just threw me for a loop.
That's Facebook.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't fucking matter.
So yeah, we have a bunch of songs that
reference Armageddon.
Basically, all have the same title.
Several do. Yeah.
It's good.
It felt like the world has felt pretty fucked up lately, and so, you know.
It's always good to remember where you came from.
Yeah. A nucleus?
Yes.
Cells dividing?
No, everything that is old is new again.
Yeah. Well, and like, you know, tropes are tropes for a reason. Because some shit doesn't change.
Right.
Like the threat of humans annihilating each other.
Yeah. Like, and Christians cheering it on.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring the Armageddon.
Yeah, so starting that off was Public Enemy, the little intro from It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us
Down.
Which
coincidentally was recorded just the intro.
Air raid sirens. So I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's great.
Recorded in England, London, probably.
Yes.
As that you can song, tell by the BBC.
That song goes right into the Bring the Noise song, which immediately reminds me of Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Which We probably could have left in, but that's okay. It didn't really have much to do with the theme.
No, I mean, it does.
It all does.
And then that was obviously Chumbawamba, as we referenced, with Laughter in a Time of War from a Sing Song and a Scrap, right? Yeah, that's what that says.
Yes.
AK Press, 2005.
I was surprised to see those things. 2005.
And AK Press?
Being the first one and then AK Press.
Is this our first AK Press release played on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably
some
true.
Say it's sus that it didn't happen sooner. But I don't
know. I mean,
know
but then we're playing into the trope. It's like, oh, yeah, Bill and Anthony playing fucking AK Press records.
Really, we should be playing like Evolution.
Go buy the tape from their fucking table.
Stolen Sharpie podcast.
Are we somehow talking shit about ourselves and AK Press like in the same breath?
I haven't been to that website in a long time.
I mean, I like it.
Hell yeah. I wrote a paper in college and I cited a bunch of books I bought off AK Press. I don't remember what I got.
You got a degree.
I probably got an A.
You got a degree. Like, you graduated.
Yeah.
C's get degrees, right?
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any degrees. I got lots of C's though.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Oh yeah. Probably. That's what we should do. We should
okay, in the next break, we're going to figure out if Anthony has 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I'm there. I can feel it. Should we?
Okay, so yeah, starting off this next block is a little more Armageddon-themed music.
If you're listening to this and not driving, take a drink every time someone says war.
Or you hear an explosion sound.
Finish your drink if you hear an explosion sound.
An air raid siren. So in keeping with the theme, this is actually kind of an upbeat one, but the Specials, Man at CNA from their second record, More Specials. Take it away, Specials.
One in nuclear attack. We'll be right back.
We're back.
We did it. We made it.
We made it.
That was Minutemen with Paranoid Chant from Paranoid Time. First 7-inch?
Yeah, I think that was the first EP.
1980?
That is correct. Before that was Conflict with The Day Before. Was there a bomb sound effect in that one? I think there was.
Yeah, 100%.
The Day Before
one, Sirens
from
two.
The album The Ungovernable Force. It has the scary SWAT team looking guy on the cover. Mortar Hate, 1986, which I think was their own label.
Oh, that's cool.
Conflict, that album rips.
Husker Du.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. You like what?
Say your Husker Du thing and then no. I'll go back. I just like the little dub breakdown thing in the Conflict song.
That was good.
It was good.
That's good.
There was Patois, but I think it was
dumb. Don't show off that you know how to say patois. Fucking hate you. Before Bill rudely interrupted me with his patois, Husker Du, Deadly Skies from Metal Circus, 83
SST. My favorite song
SST.
On this playlist.
Really?
Yeah, you picked it. Good job.
Oh, thank you. I picked 4 songs. I'm not the World War III aficionado.
I picked the worst
World
songs
War
on this
II aficionado.
I picked
me.
The worst.
Whose great great uncle killed a president? This guy's. Not true.
McKinley?
Oh, yeah. I blew that fucker up. Right? Was it the anarcho one?
He's the anarchist who... I think he... He shot McKinley on a train platform, and then his hand, but he like blew off his hand at the same time because, I don't know. It's like his hand caught on
fire. I don't know. It used to be so much easier to kill presidents.
Pull a Ford's Theater.
Pull a Ford's Theater.
On a president.
That's what he gets for paying for those seats.
Man at CNA. Whoa. I looked it up.
What is CNA?
I thought it was like the CIA, but it's CNA is a, I don't know if it's still around. It was a department store in England, and they had a
like
you had
a
to wear a gray
guy?
Suit as part of your uniform. And so he's like, I'm not
that guy.
Like, don't come to me complaining about world problems. I'm just the man at CNA. I just work here.
Oh, that's
like,
cool. That's
I'm not
cool.
in charge. I just work here.
It's way better now.
I like it.
I like it too. Good job, Bill.
Did we say that was on Chrysalis?
Nope.
That was on Chrysalis. 1980. Second specials album, more.
Everything from specials. The 80s. Because nuclear war was much more present.
It was a clear and present threat.
Danger.
I was going to do extra credit, and I was going to go through and figure out nuclear disasters that sort of happened at like various points. But we'll just rattle off a couple.
Yeah.
3 Mile Island. What did that
Chernobyl.
Happen? No idea. Chernobyl. 80s. That was a good one. 80s. Definitely 80s. All these were 80s.
Yeah. 80s were wild.
Yeah. Nuclear stuff.
Do you ever use the website where you can like test what would happen with the nuclear bomb explosion?
I have.
I love it. It's terrible.
I know.
I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, the wind's really going to fuck up Bakersfield today.
Yeah. There was a lot of like, I think we were talking about this, but there was like a movie I saw when I was a kid. I mean, first of all, like living through the first Gulf War, like it was like, I don't know about your house, but like CNN was on at my house like 24/7. And it was just like the little green like missiles flying around.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
good.
I was a child, so I was convinced we were going to die.
It should have been on TV. Yeah. I remember making a cardboard house at school and plastering it in yellow ribbon stickers.
Yeah. We had a VHS copy that was taped off of TV of Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones.
Okay.
And there was commercials in it. And I remember because I watched it for years afterwards. There was a commercial because it was right when the Gulf War ended.
You could buy a victory coin?
It was a yellow ribbon. It was a challenge coin. It was a yellow ribbon commercial. And it was like the song they played. It was like this country song, and it was like, we're so glad to have you back home. And it was just yellow ribbons everywhere. And it burned in my memory because I saw it so many times.
I feel like we talked about this on a previous podcast, but the We Are the World song that they made for the Gulf War.
Oh, you played this for me?
Yes.
Did we?
We talked about it, and then we played for it separately.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, no,
should have brought
really
this one
bad.
Back. We might post this. We might get a bonus episode with just that.
Yeah. But yeah, movies.
All of it.
Everything
dealt with. It was going to happen. And then it didn't. And now it's going to happen again.
Cold War shit. But now it's like worse? I don't know. Anyways. What else you got?
Well, we figured out that we both have all our degrees of Kevin Bacon. And if you want to know what they are, you have to ask us.
Yes. But we do. We both have Kevin Bacon connections.
Yes.
Booths is... I'm going to... Can I spoil it? How many steps it takes for you to get there?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, it's very quick.
Mine is like a hard six, and it's like iffy.
No, it's there.
Booth
it's
is like very
there.
Clear.
It's there.
Two, which is pretty good.
Service industry lends you to people.
Damn. A man of the people. A man of the bacon.
Should we address the elephant in the room and talk about super politics, or should we just... agree to not talk about that.
I was like, well, this could go anywhere.
I'm just going to
say. I'm like, the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Super Bowl. Fuck the Super Bowl. No, I think we're all in agreement and everyone sort of understands. But so we're saying we support free Palestine. We support Israel to stop being assholes about everything and killing a bunch of innocent people.
Yep.
I felt like that should be out there because a lot of this is like us being jokey and stuff. And like, it's still serious and still people dying and everything. And that's why we play Jumbo Wumba at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I think I mean, and this was about my mind a lot when just putting together this podcast is like, I mean, like protest is important and it's good, but I feel like more and more in the modern age that we live in, it's become, our digital footprints and things like that have made it so, I think protest is more complicated and it's like scary to take part in protests and feeling right. like you could be retaliated against at work or by cops or whatever. And, I think it's more important now than ever to, you know, create art that speaks truth to power. And that's what these songs do. And, you know, sharing them feels like in a small way, an act of support for that. And, you know, it is interesting to think of punk as growing out of like protest music and not just, you know.
Well, I think I'm safe to say that like a lot of these songs were written and created like out of fear and out of hope.
Yeah.
And I think those things are like, it still resonates. Like all the stuff, like, you know, some of these songs were written before I was born, before Bill was born, and like, but it still resonates and it's still true and it's still like, you know, an ever prevailing theme of like life. And I feel like, you know, however minute a platform you might have, you need to say something about it at least. So I think this is us doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
And you get to hear a really kind of funny sounding Chumbawamba song.
Yeah.
Which you probably never heard before.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
Yeah. So anyway.
So let's keep going.
Punk's awesome. Here's Bad Religion.
We have to strange happened to me. Fall off falling so I can't see. My baby's crying, she's a calling me. Looks like it's a World War III.
World War III.
A modern catastrophe.
World War III.
The end of humanity.
World War III.
Got a bad hold on me.
World War III.
Looks like it's a 1, 2, 3.
World War III. World War III. World War III. It's World War.
Inside of me, I'm a bleeding internally. Please let me die so I could be free. Look out, sucker, it's a World War III. Mushroom in the sky, burning heat, I'm gonna fry. Please let me die so I could be free. Looks like it's a World War III.
Fuck yeah. So
super
that was,
fuck yeah.
We're back. That was Direct Control from Richmond, Virginia with Nuclear Tomorrow off the excellent Bucktown Hardcore LP, which was released by Tank Crimes in the year 2010.
Before that was The Nuns with World War III by the from The Nuns LP, Posh Boy, 1980.
Before that was the real first American punk rock band, The Weirdos, with We Got the Neutron Bomb, which we played the version off of the compilation that was released in 2003 by Frontier Records. We Got the Neutron Bomb, Weird World Volume 1, I think?
Sure.
Got cut off. But the original was on Danger House, a 7-inch, I think, on Danger House, 1978. Which is a long time ago.
It was.
I guess the Ramones were probably around first. But I think the Weirdos were around in like 75 or 76. But the Ramones were around like 74 maybe.
Who cares?
I don't fucking know.
It doesn't matter.
I started reading I got interested in like punk as protest music. And like, I was like, somebody wrote like a graduate student like paper on this, right?
I thought you meant like the graduate where like a punk guy sleeps with like his friend's mom or whatever.
Oh yeah, we'll get back to that.
Okay.
But so I found this paper that this woman wrote, and like the first line was like, I don't know, it said something stupid that I didn't agree with. Sorry. That was the point of that story.
Perfect.
You know what? I realized that story wasn't going
anywhere.
That
story was wonderful. Before that story was Bad Religion with World War III from How Could Hell Be Any Worse, their first record on Epitaph in 82.
That was the second time a song called World War III was in the playlist. And it's not going to be the last.
No, we got three more.
We got more.
That's good.
Bad Religion, How Could Hell Be Any Worse?
So good.
Yeah, it's great.
I was a fan of, I can't speak to anyone else, but like for me, first time I heard it was on the 8085 compilation. Mm-hmm. And then like years later got like, they re-released the record or whatever. I got it like at a record store in San Diego and like in Mission Beach, I think. But like 8085 super, super good.
Yeah.
And like the weird part where it's like kind of, I want to say it's like post Into the Unknown, where they're like kind of have a little bit of keyboardy stuff a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like there's a bunch of like really good songs like Along the Way, maybe.
Hmm.
I really like that song.
I have to like maybe find it. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's good.
I agree. I was only familiar with like probably Sufferer and Forward, like the 90s stuff. And then it wasn't until that I was kind of introduced to some of the older stuff. The best part about that compilation, I think we're talking about the same one, is it had all
the shoes.
Oh, the boots. That's right. That's the shoe.
And
one.
They like stole the picture, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. And they like didn't credit the photographer.
Ed Culver. Yeah. They didn't. Yeah. Ed Culver famously took photos of Hole, Courtney Love's band.
Oh, okay. When she was murdering people.
Before they were like famous, and she stole the negatives like from his studio.
Did she?
He tells this story.
Okay.
Ed Culver featured in the pages of Razor Cake.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember now.
I think you can buy a print of like that guy doing that flip at the, I think it was at like the Shrine or something, at like a Black Flag show or something. It's like a very famous like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
I think you can buy a print of it for like $1,200 or something.
Oh, that's it?
So if you want to get something for my birthday.
Well, I mean, if you would subscribe to the Patreon, I could afford to buy this for you.
Tier one is $1,200.
Tier one is $1,200, and you get a video of me giving Bill a picture.
Personalized. You get personalized.
And I say, hey, you.
What's that thing
called? Yeah, you. Thanks for giving me money to give Bill a picture.
Hey, you. Cameo? You get
a cameo.
You get nude cameos from Anthony.
No.
Booth.
No nude cameos.
Please?
I mean, you can have nude cameos.
Okay.
I don't think you can. That's OnlyFans. OnlyFans is nude cameo. That's all it is.
I think I don't know.
If I'm very excited where this is going.
No, like I keep getting ads for OnlyFans. This is like that thing where you tell on yourself based on like the algorithm. And you're like, what's up with that? I always get these ads for whatever. And it's like, yeah, because that's what you fucking click on, you creep. But yeah, OnlyFans is like trying to like rebrand themselves. And I keep getting
like
things stand-up
comedy,
you know, there's like chefs on OnlyFans and they cook things. And you're like, no, there's not.
You
That's
don't
not true.
Cook.
OnlyFans, I know what you're up to.
Sneaky.
I know. I was just gonna say. What
Do you think OnlyFans gonna survive World War III? Here's the thing. Okay, so World War III happens, right?
OnlyFans will be the only thing.
Tons of innocent people die. Probably people we know. What survives? Like we come out the other side of World War III, and like after World War II, like what? Like we could use rubber again, and like cars got better or whatever, right?
Like Mad Max or something?
Yeah, you know, basically. So what happens at the other side of World War III? Do we bomb the shit out of the world so it like goes back to Pangaea?
You're saying we bomb the world so much that the continents push back together?
Reform
Pangaea?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I'm just showing off I know what Pangaea is, that's all. This has been a long
together,
play to just to show Pangaea. You to show you that
it's
I know
a band,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Nice guys.
I think
actually,
I saw something. There's like a rift opening in Africa, and they think
it's
going to be
like, in like a million years. It's going to be like a new lake or some shit. Yeah, it's fine.
Well,
we're going to bomb the fuck out of it and push it back together.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say something about neutron bombs, but I don't really remember. Do you know anything?
How many neutron bombs does it take to push all the continents back together?
One to blow up all the people, and another
if
one.
If it's a windy day,
for the ska kids to pick it up. Pick
that's
it up.
So good.
One to drop the bomb, and a bunch of specials fans to pick it up.
Do you remember where we heard that joke?
No.
It was at... This is so... I'm so lame for remembering this. This was at the Bouncing Souls, Lawrence Arms, Punk Rock Bowling Tour at the House of Blues.
We went to that?
Yes. Yes, we did. It was a very long time ago.
Holy shit.
Very long time
ago. Well, I have no memory of that ever happening.
And the guitar tech for Green Day's band opened. Jimmy something and the something somethings.
Oh, yeah. I think...
And there was a third band. It was like Bouncing Souls, Lawrence Arms, and somebody else.
Okay.
It happened. We went. I don't think we could drink legally.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Do you think Mountain Dew is going to survive World War III?
It'll be made in rusty oil drums by
whatever the winning country is gets to, like,
by marauding warlords, and it'll be referred to as Dew, like the spice in Dew.
Dew, if the French win,
yeah, Dew, and
Dew,
and there'll be like huge wars and battles fought over it, and basically who controls the Dew will controls the landscape.
Speaking of controlling the Dew, here's Kill Motherfucking Depeche Mode.
No, is that what it stands for?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
I read the Wikipedia and it didn't say that.
Well, of course.
But I'm
I've always heard it. That's what I mean, like it was in high school.
Yeah, this is all for your junior high friends with big pants.
Which is me. Thank you.
I'm there.
finish your drink. Explosion.
That was like the third or fourth explosion.
Oh, yeah. No, we're knocking them out of the park. That was UK Subs with World War from Another Kind of Blues. 1979 on Gem.
Gem.
Ooh, the excitement. Ooh, Gem.
Ooh, the excitement.
Before Did you ever watch our cartoon, Gem?
Yes, Gem and Gem, the Holograms?
J-E-M, yeah.
Gem and the Holograms. She was like a...
She was a rock star.
She was a punk.
And then, and no, the punks were the bad guys. It was like the bad band was like the punk band.
Right.
Fucking corporate America.
Did you
notice,
did you get your California election booklet?
Probably.
One of the guys running on like, don't let kids change genders or something like that.
Okay.
His bio says that he worked on Gem and the Holograms. I'm not sure why he would put that in there.
If you worked on that, wouldn't you be? I don't know. That's a.
Also, there's.
Fuck that guy.
There's several guys that are just like, they have. Their platform is like, they're the weird guy that was in your community college class. Like, they wear like a leather, like, Quigley down under hat.
Oh, God. Cool. Fuck that guy, too.
Before that was D.I.
We really hit our stride right
from
now. Usually we hit it earlier, but I think we're right here now.
County with the song Nuclear Funeral from their Team Goon LP, which is sort of a compilation of stuff on Triple X, 1983, D.I. They're good. I
I'm going to show my not punk
okay
card. What does D.I. stand for?
I had to look it up. It's drug something, drug ideology, I think. But they've dropped it. Because it's like something you pick when you're like 16 years old. The guy was in, I don't remember his name. He was in the Adolescents, though.
And then he
started his own band when the Adolescents broke up.
Okay.
And then the Adolescents got back together without him.
Okay. Second question. I'm going to show my geographic lack of card. What does UK stand for in UK subs?
underground kids.
God, okay.
No, cool. I think it's probably United Kingdom.
Probably, okay.
Okay.
Before that was DOA, World War III from Something Better Change, Sudden Death 1980, originally released on Can Records.
Vancouver Punks.
What does DOA stand for?
Doing other assignments.
Okay. That's not what I thought.
And starting off that block, of course, was for all the JNCO pants kids out there.
Don't disparage. What does JNCO stand for?
I don't know.
I don't think it's an acronym.
Big pipe pants. KMFDM with World War III. That was kind of a goof. But
it's not a goof.
You know what?
It's good.
I mean, I'd be lying.
Like what
if
you
I
like.
Didn't have a
love who you love.
Industrial if you love, phase if you love, when I was in junior high.
I fucking had one in high school. It's fine.
I fucking listened to Fear Factory.
I owned
Filth
far.
Pig by Ministry.
I mean, yeah.
I saw Ministry at Riot
Pig?
Fest.
I thought
Filth
that,
Pig?
I
Filth.
Pig. Oh no! Was that on Psalm 69?
Oh, I didn't have Psalm 69, but I had Filth Pig, which was a different one.
Yeah, it's fine.
I saw Ministry at Riot Fest a couple years ago, year that Jawbreaker got back together, and they, all their songs were in the same like vein, the sort of like early 2000s like political stance, anti George Bush kind of thing, and they looked like Rob Zombie, like steampunk Rob Zombie,
yeah,
guys.
Like Al Jorgensen, right? That's the guy's name.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like look at you.
Yeah, I got stuff.
The Minister of Ministry.
I don't know where the UK is, but I'll tell you who Al Jorgensen is.
Kill motherfucking Depeche Mode.
Kill motherfucking Depeche Mode. I love Depeche Mode.
That song was called World War III, and the album was called World War III. It was on the Metropolis Records in 2003.
And Metropolis is French for World War III.
I don't know. Okay.
That's not true.
I think it means... I think Metro means city, and Polis means city. So it's city. I don't know. It's Greek.
Perfect. I love it.
But yeah, they hate Britney and Eminem, and... bombs. I mean, I don't disagree with anything, any of the lyrical content of that. Think about it.
Yeah,
but there was a period of time
good.
When that was in vogue.
I mean, it's probably still in vogue again.
To hate Eminem?
I guess.
He's been going to Detroit Lions games.
Yeah, I mean, seems like he's having a good time. Not anything else. He's got nothing going on.
Getting DUIs with Patrick Mahomes' dad.
Yeah, that's fine. Teach your own.
It's his prerogative.
It's his prerogative. Don't bring Bobby Brown into this. That could be another part of my 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
Did you wait on Bobby Brown?
Hell yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah, he drank like 3 Tito's and cranberries and paid with a New England Patriot-themed Bank of America debit card. He was very sweaty.
Damn. Was this before or after Whitney drowned in a bathtub?
Way after.
Shit.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Whitney. Fantastic. I think there's something we have to talk about.
Oh?
Hey, you. Yes, you.
Anyone has the potential to be a Razorcake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you'd like to cover, lend us a helping hand. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk, are open to the editing of your work, can meet deadlines and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. We have openings for interviews, articles, podcasts, photos, comics, web columns, videos, reviews, and editorial illustrations. All creative content is done on a volunteer basis. Razorcake does not tolerate racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, or ableist bullshit. And we've held these ethics since our start in 2001. Diversity makes us a better punk organization. We're encouraging people who are marginalized by gender, sexuality, ethnicity, class, and personal experience to submit material to Razorcake. Let's work with each other. Drop us a line at razorcake.org/contact.
This Razorcake podcast is made possible in part by grants from the City of Los Angeles Department of Cultural Affairs and is supported by both the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors through the Los Angeles Arts Commission and the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.arts.ca.gov. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions contained in this podcast are those featured in the podcast and not necessarily those of our grantors.
Did you just go into a fugue state and recite all that? That was fucking crazy.
I did.
How did you do that?
I think it was all the leftover crack.
But <Ba-dum-tr>.
Foreshadowing.
Speaking of leftover crack, no, I think Crystal got in my car and she was like, "Are you listening to Leftover Crack?" And I was like, "Maybe."
Yeah.
And I think if you just listen to this song, if they had a name like...
It's a really good song.
Tomorrow Seems Forever or something like that, I think they would have been fucking famous as shit.
I'm going to say something that's probably not surprising. I haven't listened to a lot of Leftover Crack.
It's been... I had a period
punk,
in college.
My punk card is hanging on by a thread. Barely exists. But I definitely did not listen to a lot of Leftover Crack. And I was like, oh, I'm going to find some songs about World War III. I was like, World War IV? Yes.
Just skip right over.
Yeah, like, I mean, that'll be great. My kids will have to tell me about that one. And I was like, this is Leftover Crack? I mean, I've heard Leftover Crack. Like, but I was surprised.
You know what they say about Leftover Crack? Why it's a funny name?
Because it doesn't exist.
There's no such thing. My roommate in college had a Fuck World Trade shirt.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was just the fucking World Tower, like the Twin Towers getting blown up by planes. And like we would go get burritos and he would wear it. And I was just like, man, that shirt is intense. And like we got a lot of
and
looks.
That's how it should be.
And it was, this is fucking 2003.
Wounds are still fresh.
Yeah. The wounds were
mission
still
fresh. Hasn't been accomplished yet.
Like I agree with everything in spirit, but I don't know him. Don't run me over with your fucking lifted truck.
It's UCLA. There's no lifted trucks.
There's no parking for them.
They can't fit in the spots.
Don't run me over with your big blue bus.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I mean.
But yeah. What else do you want to say? You want to say anything
I
else
think
about Armageddon? I hope it doesn't happen. How's that?
Yeah. I mean, like here's, I said, here's, we talked about it. So now it's not going to happen. Just like talking to your pitcher in the seventh inning of a no-hitter. We
so
fucked up.
The perfect game version of a podcast about Armageddon is you
this.
Navigate all these global skirmishes and we come out the other side better for it.
Yeah, and by better, if like food's more expensive, gas more expensive, electricity's more expensive, rent and mortgages are more expensive, yes, we will have made it.
That seems
perfectly.
A little bleak, but yeah,
I
agree.
I don't know.
No, I know.
I had a half smile when I said it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, worst case scenario, everything blows up, and then we don't have to, and then my credit score is 800.
But it's like living inland, and then the coast falls into the ocean.
Yeah,
like,
ideally. So here's what we want.
Credit score is whatever it is, but then maybe suddenly everybody, maybe that bar changes, and suddenly
So maybe there's enough nuclear bombs, but not enough nuclear bombs that it causes everything west of us to fall in the ocean, and then we live on the beach. And we have to be the new home of Razor Cake because Razor Cake will be in the ocean. Sorry, Todd.
We'll be the keepers of the flame.
Oh yeah, like Susanna Hoff.
And we'll just like
eternal flame.
We'll make up our own like history of it. It's like,
oh yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, it'll be the real history. I don't know what it is, but it'll be real.
Everything dies, baby. That's a fact.
Maybe everything that dies, some babe comes back.
And I'm talking about American Empire. Here's to hoping. Bye.
Destroy other clips.